Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not American, sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not American, sweetheart.
This is the Andy Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in for Annie today while she's on assignment. And as I mentioned before the break, joining us now is Steve Moore. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. He's also a President Trump economic advisor. I've talked to him many times in the past. He is the smartest guy in every room that he's in. Steve Moore, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Good to be with you. Happy Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Columbus Day. I already talked about that in the last hour. But, hey, I wanted to talk to you because I've got so many economic questions that I would like to discuss with you. In particular, or one in particular deals with deregulation. I've looked at some of your prior quotes where you praised Trump's focus on deregulation and energy independence. And just explain to folks how these measures contribute to long-term economic growth and competitiveness?
Well, listen, I mean, the big one is the energy issue because we can be the dominant country in the world with respect to energy. We have more oil, gas, and coal than just about any other country on the planet. So this is a high priority for Trump, obviously. And I think we're going to see big savings for businesses in terms of what it costs to produce that. And, you know, when you reduce costs, you reduce prices. So it's going to be, I think, a very, very, I think we save $1 trillion this year just on reduced regulatory costs.
Wow, $1 trillion. And one of the stories in my stack of stuff here that I'm going to get to later talks about how the U.S. liquefied natural gas exports have reached a new record in September. But isn't this an example of how President Trump's deregulation when it comes to LNG transports really has a global effect because it allows countries in Europe to separate themselves from Russia energy dependency and allow them to start getting liquefied natural gas from the United States?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, one of the big issues for the U.S. going forward is that we are now basically, you know, energy independent. And not only that, we can be a major exporter. You know, for the last 40 years, we've been an importer of oil and gas, and we've had a blade at our neck from OPEC that could really throw the American economy into recession because they dominated the industry. Well, guess what? Now we have the advantage of having, because of the shale revolution. Now, here's the interesting thing I wanted to mention to you is that if you're following what's happening in with the trade spat between the U.S. and China right now, do you know what the trigger for that was, this dispute?
Yeah, the trigger was China's position regarding rare earth metals, wasn't it? Yeah,
exactly. Now, this infuriates me. I am so angry about this because we have stabbed ourselves in the back on this one. Guess what country in the world has the most rare earth minerals?
I know U.S. is going to be up in the top five.
Oh, yeah. We have by far the most. By far the most. I mean, our mountains in Utah and mm-hmm. the Dakotas and Montana and Colorado are just treasure chests full of these minerals that are necessary for our manufacturing, for our
missiles, weapons,
our technology.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, missiles, yeah. Weapons, F-35s, F-47s,
exactly.
All
for
of that.
Military, good, very yes. good point. So here's the point I'm getting at. We have not been drilling and mining for minerals for the last 25 years or so because Clinton and his folks basically declared almost effectively a moratorium on mining in this country. It's insane. We should be drilling. And by the way, I'm not talking about drilling and mining and, you know, the national parks and, you know, our national treasures. I'm talking about just in these mountain areas. And we could be totally yes. dominant. Instead, why I'm so infuriated is the environmental groups have put us in a position where we now have to get all these minerals from China. And now China's the one who has the knife at our throat. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it's a whole lot like the argument right now when it comes to solar panels and batteries for electric cars, is that by requiring electric cars, we then become dependent on China because China is exactly. where the rare earth metals and the batteries come from in China. And basically right. what we're doing is we're saying, we're now dependent on you, China. Please don't cut us yeah. off. And we're in that exact same right. situation now.
Yeah, exactly. So I want people to go to our website, unleashprosperity.com. We have a new study that shows the value of these minerals for the United States is $12 trillion. Mm. It's like we have a treasure chest right underneath our feet and we're not going at it. So that's my message of the day. We have to be not just drilled, baby, drill, but mine, baby, mine. We can do this. We can make a lot of money for the U.S. and we don't have to depend on China. We wouldn't have the state trade dispute. So I got to run, my friend, but I hope everybody has it. By the way, it is very important that people understand that Columbus Day is symbolic. Of course, there were indigenous people here. What Columbus did was bring Western civilization to this continent. And I guess the left is against Western civilization because they, oh, no, it's indigenous time. No, Christopher Columbus was the first European to come to this continent, and that's what's led to the incredible growth and prosperity, the mightiest country on the planet. So, yes, we should celebrate Christopher Columbus.
Absolutely. Steve Moore, thanks okay. for joining us, my friend.
See you. Take care.
Mm, bye-bye. He is with the Heritage Foundation. Every time I talk to him, I always feel smarter after talking to that guy. Great person to talk to. But he raises an issue that I would like to carry forward. And that is this. When he brings up this issue of trade with China, if you look at the stock market on Friday, the stock market dropped, I believe, close to 900 points on Friday. I haven't had a chance to check the markets today so far. Brad Range, if you could look up
the
markets
up
right now while we're talking. This morning, the
Dow Jones is up 620 points.
Yeah. So a lot of that's coming back. But here's where I am thrilled that we have a president that understands business for this reason. President Obama never had a job outside of government. He never did his entire career. He was a law professor. He was a, quote, community organizer, which wasn't a job. And he then went to run for the U.S. Senate, became a senator, and then he became a U.S. president. So he never had to meet budget. He never had to make a payroll. He never had to deal like any business owner does and deal in the realm of business. I do. I run a law firm. I have employees, I have to make payroll, I have to pay taxes, I have to do all those things that you don't have to do when you live in government service. He had no idea. Bill Clinton was very, very similar. He was in a law firm, but he quickly left and went into government. He was not making policy based on business savvy concepts. Now you've got President Trump, and here's why I'm really glad that he's here. Right now, if a bureaucrat were the head of our country, that bureaucrat would be nervous that China is resisting our attempts to negotiate with them regarding tariffs and regarding mm-hmm. the importation of rare earth metals and so forth. But President Trump, I've heard him say it, he uniquely understands that right now China needs us far more than we need China. Mm-hmm. Far more. If all of a sudden tomorrow President Trump came out and said, we're going to stop all business with China. Would the stock market plummet? You bet it would. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have, you know, pet rocks and singing toys for the next 6 months, are we really going to be crippled? No, we're not going to be crippled. But China doesn't have a replacement for the United States when it comes, right, when it comes to selling all the stuff they make. There is no there is no replacement, right?
Right.
So the leverage, and that's what I do in litigation when I'm negotiating the settlement of cases, I highlight things that I can use as leverage to force the opposing attorney to see things and to agree with things that I want to do. That's what leverage is. And when it comes to negotiating with China, President Trump has all the leverage. He has the exact leverage in this situation because China needs us more than we need them. That's why Stephen Moore's statement about rare earth metals is so important, because we have all the rare earth metals we need in the United States. We just can't drill them because of the regulations that go back to the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
If we could dig those up and get those rare earth metals, that would not impact our ability to make batteries here, solar panels here, to get the things we need to make F-35s, F-47s, missiles, tanks, so forth.
Yeah, the irony of it, I was looking into this earlier today, the irony of this whole thing is it's not that China has the market cornered on rare earth. Far from it. They're all over the world. It's the ability to refine them, because Western nations have put such tight green energy, or not green energy, but green controls.
Correct.
On the, it is a messy process to refine these rare earths to make them.
It's dirty.
But we can do it.
And here's what's amazing to me. How the left doesn't see this is mind-boggling. But here's the concept. Here's the nugget that I want you to take away from this today. When we impose these restrictions on the processing of rare earth minerals, we're not actually improving the environment. We're simply shifting the degradation of the environment from here to China.
China.
Okay? It's still happening. The environment is still being degraded. We're just saying, not in my backyard.
It's not us doing it.
NIMBY. It's a whole thing about NIMBY, right? So that's the same thing with electric cars. When people say, "Oh, I'm helping the environment by driving an electric car." No, you're not. All you're doing is shifting the degradation of the environment from here to China, because for you to drive your classy electric car, we still need to have a dirty environment. We're just shifting it to China. Now, here's the mind-blowing mind bomb out of all of this. Who is better prepared to innovate ways to clean the environment and still extract the rare earth metals? Who's better prepared to do that, us or China? China can't do it at all. They're just going to do it in a way that's the cheapest possible. They're going to pay the Uyghurs $1 a month to dig this stuff up with their hands.
If they pay them.
If they pay them at all. If you would like to eat, you will dig up these rare earth minerals, right? And it's going to be the dirtiest possible, because they want to do it as cheaply as possible. But in the United States, look what we did with coal mines. You know, my dad was a coal miner, and it broke my heart when coal mining was shut down because of environmental impact, when we had the ability with scrubbers to take all of the dust out of the coal, the burning of the coal, and make it clean and pristine. We didn't do that. We had the ability to do it, but we chose not to do it. And all it did was is to transfer. Now we ship the coal to India and China, and they pollute their environment with coal instead of leaving it here and letting us fix the problem.
Right.
This is so easy to see, but the left is so blind to this. Hey, we got to take a break here before I get yanked off the air with a giant hook. So
I just put this back.
Well, listen, Brad Range, it costs a lot to have an expert as good as him. So we've got to go to a confiscatorily high advertising spot here to pay for Brad Range's salary.
You can't make up words, Brad.
What? Yes, I can, because it sounds good. Brad,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Young sitting in for Annie Fry on St. Louis Conservative. Come back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young in today for Annie Fry, who is on assignment. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And I want to conclude. I was talking about leverage and so forth in the last segment. I want to conclude this because I want to tie in this idea with leverage to what we are currently witnessing. Historic peace situation that's breaking out in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. And leverage comes into play because think about it. Presidents for decades have been working on creating peace deals in the Middle East. They don't work. Sometimes they do, some better than others. Others haven't worked at all. Why is this one working now? Why are we seeing the hostages released? And it goes to something that the Biden administration knew nothing about, which is leverage. If you beg and plead your opponent, let's use my example of litigation. I'm representing Acme Company, and they're being sued by plaintiff Joe Sixpack. Okay? In that type of situation, when Joe Sixpack is suing me, my client, Acme Company, I have to have some leverage to demonstrate to Joe Sixpack that his case isn't worth anywhere nearly as much as he thinks it is. And if we go to trial, he's going to get shellacked by facing me at trial. That's the situation that I have to create with my opponent to demonstrate leverage to make them settle the case for less money than what they want initially. Leverage. Mm-hmm. It's not a difficult concept. Biden administration begging for peace never utilized leverage. Here's what Trump did. Trump just didn't go and say to Hamas, oh, please, would you please release the hostages? We would love to have peace. He didn't do that. What he did was is that he put leverage on Egypt and Qatar because Egypt and Qatar, or Qatar, depending on how you pronounce it, both of those countries have influence on Hamas. So the Trump administration and Steve Witkoff went to Egypt, went to Qatar, and said, we're going to, number one, incentivize you to put pressure on Hamas. And number two, if you don't do this, then you are, number one, we are a huge presence in Qatar. We can remove bases. Mm-hmm. We can cut into your economic stability. For Egypt, you need weapons. And if you ever want to have another U.S. weapon system for in the immediate future, you're going to put pressure on Hamas to resolve this now.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just Steve Witkoff in the Trump administration asking for Hamas, oh, please, please let the hostages go, because the answer to that is no every day and twice on Sunday. But by putting pressure on groups who have influence on Hamas to make them do your work for you, That's the entire concept of leverage that brought about today the end of the two-year war, the release of the hostages, the bringing home of the bodies of those who died as hostages. All of that is possible because of leverage. Mm-hmm. And that's something that career bureaucrats don't understand. But business people do.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should. It's not difficult, but I wanted to kind of put a cap on what we talked about in the last segment because I thought that that was relevant. Hey, I want to do a deep dive into something here. Normally, I try to keep things not going too deeply, but this requires a bit of a deep dive. So I'm going to go into this, and this is dealing with James Comey. Now, for those who don't know, James Comey, former head of the FBI, he really made history last week when he entered a plea deal, not a plea deal, but entered his plea regarding the charges, the indictment that's been brought against him for essentially lying to Congress. And he pled not guilty. He's been on social media making big statements. And I wanted to talk about the basis of the charges and what his defenses will be. It's a little bit of a deep dive, but I want you to hang with me because you're never going to hear any of this analysis on the mainstream media. Nowhere are you going to hear this, except maybe from Mark Levin. Other than that, other than Mark Levin, what I'm going to tell you this segment, you're not going to hear anywhere else. And here's how it goes. And I'm going to try. I've got like 5 minutes here to get this done. But the charges against Comey stem from this. He testified in front of Congress that he never at any time instructed or he was even aware of any FBI officials who were leaking information as it pertained to the Hillary Clinton email situation. That he did not instruct anyone. He did not know of anyone leaking information. And yet the evidence is now that he, in fact, did both. He was aware of it, and he also instructed coworkers at the FBI to leak that information before the 2016 election. Now, having said that, he's being charged with obstruction of justice and lying to Congress. How do you defend against something like that? There's three main defenses that Comey has here to these charges. First of all, there's a concept called vindictive prosecution. Vindictive prosecution says, you're only prosecuting me because of who I am, not because of what I did. President Trump used that same argument mm-hmm. when Letitia James was going after him, when he was being sued in Atlanta. When he was being sued or there was criminal, not being sued, but criminal cases being brought against him in Washington, D.C., he said, the only reason you're coming against me is because of who I am. Traditionally, courts never accept that as a defense. The courts don't want to look at the motives behind the prosecution. They only want to look at the facts of, is there evidence that you're guilty or innocent? Is there evidence to support a prosecution? Is there evidence to commit? To convict. Mm. They don't ever want to deal with the motivation. So that number one defense that James Comey has will go nowhere. The vindictive prosecution will go nowhere. Secondly, the selective prosecution. That's a little bit different than vindictive. Selective prosecution, here's the best way to describe it. You're going down the highway, the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, and you're doing, Brad Range, you're driving 78 miles an hour.
I would never.
Not that you would. Not accusing you of anything, all right?
All right.
But let's just assume for the purposes of this hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, you're driving 78 on the interstate when the speed limit's 70. Mr. State Trooper pulls you over. And you say to him, Mr. State Trooper, did you notice that there were cars going faster than me? And he says, I don't care. You're the one I pulled over.
Okay.
Okay. That is the selective prosecution argument, that I may have done something wrong, but others were doing stuff that was wrong, and you didn't charge them. You just charged me because of who I am.
Okay.
Very similar to the first one.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, Brad Range, in the history of talking to people who have gotten speeding tickets, has that argument ever worked even once?
It doesn't seem like it has.
No.
I've never tried it.
No, that argument goes nowhere, okay? Nowhere. That argument is doomed to fail. But here is the argument that I think is actually going to prevail, even though there's evidence that James Comey committed a crime, that he lied to Congress, that he instructed individuals to leak information. I think he's guilty of the facts. Here's why I'm telling you, against my analysis, not advocating my opinion, and that's different. Mm-hmm. Analysis is different than an opinion.
Okay.
I think he should go to jail, but I don't think he will, and here's why. And this is the deep dive part. Under Section 564D of Title 28 of the U.S. Code, I know I'm diving deep here, but in that situation, when there is a vacancy in the position of a district attorney, a federal district attorney, it allows the attorney general to appoint someone, but only for 120 days before being validated by the court itself.
Okay.
And it only allows for one appointment. In that situation, President Trump had appointed someone in that covers, I think it's in the District of Virginia, I believe, I could be mistaken in the location, but where James Comey is being prosecuted. Appointed that prosecutor. That prosecutor said, I'm not going to indict James Comey. So President Trump fired him and instructed Pam Bondi to appoint a new attorney as the acting U.S. attorney.
Okay.
By doing that, they violated that section of Section 546 of Title 28 that I referenced, because it only allows the term to last for 120 days. That 120 days was already expired before the new prosecutor was seated. So when that new prosecutor brought an indictment against James Comey, it was done beyond the 120 days specified by federal law.
Okay.
So as such, in all likelihood, that indictment is going to be deemed invalid because it wasn't done within 120 days. And you'd say, well, why can't President Trump just appoint another prosecutor or get the court to affirm the appointment and then re-indict him? Well, because the statute of limitations has now expired against James Comey. So a new indictment cannot be brought because it would be beyond the 5 years since he testified in front of Congress. So for those technicalities, I'm thinking James Comey's going to walk. Should he walk? Absolutely not. Should he be prosecuted and go to jail for lying to Congress? Yes, he should. Will it happen? I don't think it will because of those technical violations.
Will it be a close enough shot across the bow that people will stop doing it?
I don't think so, because of Trump derangement syndrome, of people who are just obsessed, with if President Trump says today's Monday, then it can't be Monday. Now, listen, I am very open. There's a lot of things that President mm-hmm. Trump does that I disagree with. And just because President Trump says it, I don't necessarily agree with it. However, having said that, the opposite isn't true, meaning that on the progressive left, anything that President Trump says, the left automatically says it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got people who are upset that we've got a Gaza peace deal and hostages are coming home. The progressive left is upset about that because President Trump's getting credit for it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When you're upset that people are being freed, that hostages are coming home, and you're upset about it, that is Trump derangement syndrome.
And a lot of those people are the same ceasefire now people, the people that were marching for a ceasefire.
Yes.
And now that you have it.
And now they're upset.
Now they're mad about it.
Now they're mad about it. And that, folks, is insane. Hey, another thing that's insane is that we have to take a break. So we're going to do that now. When we come back, we've got more on the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Don't go away, because you're listening to Conservative St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Glad you're a part of the show. I'm reading all the comments here. If you'd like to comment on the show, then that's what I love. Let me back up a second. That's what I love about doing talk radio. Because people have told me, Brad, why don't you do a podcast? You'd get a lot of listeners. Like, yeah, I wouldn't like a podcast because a podcast is not interactive. This is interactive. If you want to be a part of the show, you go to youtube.com, you put in the Annie Fry Show, you go, you comment, I read it, we react. That level of interaction, folks, doesn't occur in any other medium. If you're upset with Tony Messenger at the Post-Dispatch and you write him a letter, is he going to respond? No, he's not. He's not going to respond to you, and he's not going to write about it. If there's a TV show you don't like, you can't respond to them in real time. Talk radio is different, And that's why I am here, because it's fun interacting with you, the audience. Now, one of the things I wanted to get into before the show is over today, I always come in with lots of stuff. One of them is, and Brad Range and I talked about it earlier in the show briefly, about this idea that sometimes the left media, which again, I know I'm being redundant, the left media, sometimes they soften their positions on certain subjects. Here's one of them. The Washington Post, in yesterday, I read yesterday's Washington Post, and don't worry, I'm not really paying them any money. I just read it through the St. Louis Library link, and then I can read it, and I don't have to give them any money. I love it. That's the same way I read the New York Times. I don't want to give those communists any money. I just read it free through the library. I figure my tax dollars are already paying for it. I'm not going to give them any additional money. Kind of like the Norm Stewart rule. I don't know if you remember the Norm Stewart rule, Brad, where when Norm Stewart was the coach of Mizzou football, he would, when they played Kansas and they had to go to Lawrence, he required that the team stay in hotels in Kansas City, Missouri, and that the buses were fueled in Kansas City, Missouri, and that they could not buy any food while in the state of Kansas, because he did not want one penny of Mizzou money going towards the state tax dollars to fund KU.
That is the kind of college sports pettiness that I am here for. I love that.
So that's the Norm Stewart rule, and I kind of use a modified.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I Norm Stewart rule when it comes to reading the New York Times and the Washington Post. I read it for the library. I can't control where my tax dollars go, but by golly, I can make sure I don't pay them any money. So I read the Washington Post on Sunday, and they came out with an editorial against Mamdani becoming mayor of New York City.
Oh.
And I kind of felt kind of dirty, to be honest with you, because I thought, wow, I'm actually agreeing with the Washington Post. But here's the difference. And here's why I want to go through this, but I want to give some analysis on why they did it. Because let's face it, the Washington Post, there are a lot of people live in New York. They travel to New York all the time. They spend a lot of time in New York. And they came out in particular, not just against him becoming mayor, because I think it's a foregone conclusion, but they came against one of his policies, which is a free New York City bus plan. That's one of the things that Mamdani has said. And he said, and again, remember, estimates from socialists about what something will cost never work out. Okay. No. Never, not even close, because they don't understand money. That's why they're socialists. So So in this, he has estimated the cost of making the New York City bus system free. Of course, free is in air quotes here because somebody's paying it, right? It's not free.
Right.
It may be free to the riders, but it's not free. He's assuming it's going to cost $800 million, which you could probably triple that number if the past is any indication of future performance. But here's what the Washington Post said, which was interesting, but I'll tell you why I think they did this. Here's what the Washington Post, I'm going to read a couple of quotes here. Quote, vagrants and drug addicts would camp out all day on New York City buses, especially in the winter, is one thing that they said. Secondly, parents, I'm quoting, parents would grow afraid to let their children ride the bus alone, unquote. And they went on to mock the cost. Here's why I think they're doing it. As a concept, of course, the Washington Post and the people there are all in favor of socialistic policies. Mm-hmm. They're all Democrats. They threw a fit. People quit when Jeff Bezos bought it and said, you cannot issue an editorial telling people who to vote for in the 2024 election. The editor of the Washington Post resigned, and many of their editorial staff quit because they were being prevented from endorsing Kamala Harris. Not that they had to endorse Trump, but he just said, I don't care who you vote for, but as a paper, I don't want to take a position because we're immediately alienating, because Jeff Bezos runs a business, you're immediately alienating 50% of the population. Why do we want to do that?
Well, you also throw you cast doubt on your objectivity in any stories that you report
on. Exactly, because now it looks like confirmation bias every time you write something. So the editorial department at the Washington Post isn't being conservative or altruistic. They're being selfish. Because when they ride the buses in New York City, they don't want to ride with the drug addicts and the homeless people, right?
Right.
They don't want to be inconvenienced. It gets back to that NIMBY thing
where
I don't care if other cities have free buses and they're populated by drug addicts and homeless people. I just don't want to ride in New York City and have to deal with it myself.
Was it Ted Kennedy that killed a windmill project because he would see it off of one of his properties or something like
that? Yes, it was. Right.
Yeah, so, it's NIMBY. The whole thing.
It's
not
a whole
my
thing.
Backyard.
It's a whole thing. Is NIMBY. Now, here's what's interesting. I went and I did some research because I remember this happening a couple of years ago. I think it was in 2020. I could be off by a year, but I think it was 2020. That in Olympia, Washington. Now, in Olympia, Washington, there's only progressives and socialists are the only people that live there. There's not even any centrists there. Okay,
right.
It's progressives and socialists. Those are the only folks in Olympia, Washington, and. In Olympia, they raised local sales taxes because they wanted to do the same thing of, oh, we want to give it free bus fare where you have to pay to ride. Nobody has to pay. You can ride for anybody can ride. All riders are riding free. Here's what happened. The quality plummeted on the buses.
Yeah.
Okay. The quality plummeted and the taxes skyrocketed. Okay. Costs went up. Services went down. That's what happens in socialism every single time. When you have free housing that's offered by the government, we had Pruitt-Igoe here in St. Louis for decades. I'm thinking of a term here, the most descriptive term I can think of, but I don't think I can say that on the radio. But it was a hellish environment at Pruitt-Igoe, and the costs were astronomical. Why? Because people didn't have any skin in the game. That's why I love about not-for-profits that give houses away, but you have to work at building the house. You've got to finance a part of the house. You've got skin in the game, but yet you receive the benefit. God bless those people. Mm-hmm. But if you made buses free in New York City, the cost would skyrocket, the quality would plummet, and it would be populated by homeless people and drug addicts. That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually hoping that Mamdani wins the mayoral race because so many young people today don't understand the horrors of socialism, how it impacts things economically. They don't get it. And so until they have a living, breathing example of what happens when you elect a socialist to office, then they're only going to be intrigued by the ideas without understanding the utter failure of their practicality.
Yeah.
So if Mamdani gets elected mayor, they're going to see what happens when you have a socialist in charge of the capitalist center of the world, which you talk about irony.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me, though, to think about that. It's like, will that even matter, or will it be next time it'll be different because we just had the wrong person?
Right. Well, that's what they always say.
We see that, yeah. Well, that wasn't real communism. That wasn't real socialism. That was corrupted by, corrupted
by
people
is.
Because people are corrupt.
People are corrupt. You know, thanks a lot, Adam and Eve. You know, we are all sinful, right? So when you look at Cuba, does Cuba work? No. Does Venezuela work? No. The only way that China works is that they had to move towards a capitalistic society in order to make it work.
And even then.
And even then.
They're like on the cusp of collapse.
They are on the cusp of collapse. So for all of those reasons, I really do hope that Mamdani wins. And that people see up close, not theoretical, but in the real life, what it's like to live under socialism. And then they'll never want, hopefully, the goal is, they'll never want to see it again. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry today. We'll be back with more after this on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today, just reading through some of the comments on YouTube. And one of them, Jack B., says that socialism fails every time that it's tried. You're right. It does. And Jack, you also posted that that we may end up having to bail out New York City after the Mamdani administration. And, you know, that may happen. That may happen. But it needs to happen. Not the bailout, but we need to see practically, economically, realistically, and move from what's called lecture to lab. You remember in college, you had the lectures where everyone talked, the professor talked, and they could throw out all these great ideas. But then lab was the point where you actually tried out those theories to see if they worked in reality, right? So socialism is great during lecture. That wouldn't it be great if we all could ride buses for free? Wouldn't it be great if all the grocery stores were available for free? Wouldn't it be great if housing were free to everyone? Yeah, it would be great. But the reality is that could never happen. That's where the lab comes in. And by electing Mamdani mayor of New York City, we're going to move from lecture to lab. Here's another moving from lecture to lab that I wanted to talk about here in the next 5 minutes. And I've had this debate over on the KMOX side when I filled in a couple of times and brought this up. I've had a lot of people texting and disagreeing with me. And now we've got data to back me up. And that's this. You remember back in 2023, I believe it was, that California passed a law stating that fast food workers are entitled to a $20 minimum wage.
Except for Panera.
Except for Panera. What, yeah. They got an exception?
Well, yeah. Panera was a big donor to Gavin
Newsom.
That's
right. I do. I remember that now. You're exactly right. Yeah. So if you donate to Gavin Newsom, you're exempted.
That's how what happens nice. With socialism.
How nice, isn't it? So... but other ones did not. So it goes up to $28 an hour. Economics of this calculation is extremely simple. Listen, I run a business. If all my employees came and said, Brad, I want a 50% raise in my salary, I'd say no. Because if we do, we're going to go out of business. Okay? They say, well, okay, you still want a 50% raise or we're not going to work. I'd say, okay, two of you, 10 employees, two of you can stay. I'll give you a pay raise. The rest of you are fired. That's the only way I'm going to make it work. It's not hard to figure that out. And that's what fast food companies were doing. So I'd said over on the KMOX side, I'd said multiple times that the result of this law is going to be unemployment. And some people texted in, said they disagree. I had some vigorous and healthy debates on text messaging with these folks. And over the weekend, yes, a study came out. Finally, showing the results of this, because it takes time, showing the results of this law that went into effect in 2023. The result is that, I'm looking for the number here, I think it's 18,000 people. Here it is. 18,000 people were let go from the California fast food industry because of the raise in the minimum wage to $20. Now, let me walk through with you in the time that we have why that happened. And anyone could see this coming, okay? Very easy to see. But here's what happened. If people were making $15 an hour, they automatically got a pay raise to $20. Out of that extra $5 an hour, most of that went towards taxes.
Yeah.
That was paid to whom? The government, right? So the actual take-home pay of all of these fast food workers, when this law went into effect, how much extra money did they actually put in their pocket? It was pennies. Pennies. But to those 18,000 people who got laid off, their income went to zero.
Right.
Because of the layoff. And it's even worse than that. For those 18,000 people, what happened to them? They went on unemployment benefits, drew money from the state of California, and I don't know the stat on this, but I'm sure that many of them may have moved into a status of permanent total disability because they couldn't work, and then they're entitled to Social Security benefits. So really what happened was is that the people who benefited from the pay raise from 15 to 20 bucks an hour benefited from a minuscule benefit of that pay raise. Other folks were fired from their jobs and went on the government dole, sucking more money out of the government resources, which then requires the state to raise taxes on everybody else. That's the result. Mm-hmm. And talk about taking an action that's designed to improve your position. I'm certain that, you know, Gavin Newsom's not a moron. He's not. I disagree with him, but he's not a moron. He had to know this was going to happen. But in doing so, what is the end result for the Democrats in California? By moving more people to the unemployment line, you increase the power of government mm-hmm. in the lives of individuals, and you teach individuals the only people who care for you aren't private businesses, but it's the government that can take care of you.
And not only that, you can then say, look, at we're the ones that cared because we raised your minimum
Correct.
Wage.
We raised the minimum wage and we took care of you when you were fired. Your allegiance should be to the government and the government alone. That's the end game here.
And they created the problem.
And they created the problem and solved, so-called solved the problem by creating bigger and more government. That's what liberalism does. That's why I'm for less taxes, smaller government. Reduce the power of government in our lives, therefore increasing our freedom. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry today. 2 hours are in the can. 1 hour left here to go on the Annie Fry Show. Stick around. We've got more fun after this break on the Annie Fry Show. St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.